in our big book on Fukushima Daiichi, we're going to produce a video and other materials. Tim, welcome back to the program, Tim. We're following a lot of stories right now. Venezuela is teetering on military martial law, with everybody in the nation being told to participate in a war game in preparation for American invasion of Venezuela, which is what their communist governments are telling them. The fact is that the communists there have been working with Chinese and Russian troops and navy for decades, and they, in fact, have nuclear missiles on site in Venezuela, like the Cuban Missile Crisis. So it would not at all surprise me. They're sitting on the largest supply of oil in the Western world that is currently under production. The Liberty rig up in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, actually has more oil than that, but it's, you know, pretty remote. Venezuela is already just on the other side of the Gulf of Mexico, so it's within our local sphere of influence. And I expect they may be actually telling the truth when they are concerned about America, because if they are playing games with Russia and China, which I have very good evidence from my classified sources and elsewise, it's the collapse of their economy. Even the doctors are on a doctor strike now, so that they are going to hunger strike.
In Venezuela, you have a compound situation. You have kind of a classic globalist attack, color revolution type thing going on. But you also have the background of socialism, communism, and that's a failed system. It doesn't work. The only way they were able to keep things going as long as they did, they had a lot of stuff donated to them by both Russia and China, especially China. But they had all this money coming in from oil. And the oil market is rather depressed, to say the least, now. They're up without a well-known paddle. Are you still there?
Yeah, absolutely. I can hear you. You're sounding a little distant on your cell phone compared to your regular landline. But yeah, I can still hear you.
I'm sorry. While I was here until 9:30 last night, and they didn't get it fixed. They're going to come back today.
That's okay. We can still hear you. So, Tim, what I predict that the first place it's going to cause a military operation to occur for America is not the Middle East or Syria. It's going to be Venezuela. I also see it as the domino that was going to cause the collapse of the derivatives market based on oil is the collapse of Venezuela. So I think that's the first and most likely
thing. You might be right, Dr. Bill, but, you know, there's a lot of other dominoes that could trigger, too.
This is the one that's
that
already
I've had on your show with you, and then when I post it for you. Jeff DeBlay is down in Argentina right now, and he sent me an email describing just horrific economic circumstances since the new president has taken office. Inflation is basically out of control. There are riots and demonstrations, very violent, taking place, and the mainstream media is not reporting on them.
But remember, the Venezuelan economy is integrated to oil, so oil is really energy. Is the basis for the dollars of the petrodollar. So although Argentina has done this before, it hasn't crashed the world economy. Venezuela, as a domino effect, could crash the world economy and starting the derivatives run. And that's why I see them. We're seeing multiple countries having going through these so-called orange revolutions, including Brazil now, and they're removing one corrupt politician and putting another one in. So they're doing everything
in France, in France, we're seeing nationwide labor strikes and turmoil. The Rothschild puppet, who's president of France, the second Jewish Rothschild puppet in a row, he used a procedure in the Constitution that allowed him to pass an act without parliament in an emergency. And he passed a so-called reform legislation, which was basically austerity fascism, making people work much longer hours and waiving all kind of workers' rights. And people are mad as hell throughout France. And the nuclear power plant workers are about to go on strike, so good luck with that. They have been shutting down distribution of energy, gasoline, and so forth. It's remember, the French government declared a national emergency, giving them police state powers with the Charlie, what other false flag terrorist event several months ago. So Charlie, it's going to get real interesting.
Yeah. You're talking about the Paris events, and of course, before that, Charlie Hebdo. Yeah.
Well, look, what you're seeing around the world is the globalists are pushing for their new world order. But everything isn't working just exactly as they thought. You know, it's one thing to talk about riding a tiger, to plan about riding a tiger. It's another thing to actually ride the tiger.
You remember the old British poem about the woman who rode the tiger, and then he ended up inside her?
Yeah.
You remember that old British poem that goes back over 100 years ago to the British military that was in India?
Yeah, and anyway, you know, you're seeing... well, by the way, in Austria, the evidence is now coming out that the globalists stole the election. The anti-globalists, so-called refugee presidential candidate won the election by about 3%, and then they counted the overseas ballots. And I said at the time the globalists were going to steal. They did. You know, and people... Just like right now, Hillary Clinton is her win in Kentucky is being put under the microscope because it was very narrow and it was kind of surprising, and there were a lot of allegations of fraud.
Well, her friends are Diebold, which counts the vote, so they can swing the vote by up to
7%. They can't steal if the gap is too great because it's too obvious. But we've seen a number of events, both in this primary season and overseas, where the race has been close, and at the last minute it gets tipped in the favor of the globalists. Right. People are going to have to start putting their foot down and not tolerating that, because what we're dealing with are criminals, totally immoral, evil criminals who seek to control our governments and to destroy our very lives and our civilizations, our culture. Look at what's happening in Europe. 5 million Muslims just in Germany. Muslim men all over. By the way, a friend of mine sent me some photos with some captions. I just posted a second ago on my website. If you want to find it, folks, do Google search Lord Sterling Europe. That'll get you right there. They're really quite good. But the league photo shows a picture of this ISIS terrorist in his military uniform, and he's holding a head that's been chopped off. And right next to it is clearly the same man who's a refugee. Now we have allowed literally millions of military age Muslims into Europe. And hundreds of thousands into this country and more into places like Canada and Australia and New Zealand. And it's our corrupt political class that's doing this. There is no demand, no significant demand from the population in any of these countries, certainly not in America, that we should take in hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, here's my viewpoint, and it's much more even extreme than Trump. No Muslims, and anybody that's Muslim here, deport them. Period.
I wouldn't say that.
Tell you why. Tim, stop. I'll tell you why I take the extreme point of view. And there's three reasons. The first one, there's no such thing as Islam light. Okay, that Bill Warner coined the term Islam light. Number two, they collaborate by not opposing the extreme element within Islam. They say they're non-radical, like the current head of the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch. These people say they're going to persecute us because they want to make sure that the law is, quote, Sharia compliant, education is Sharia compliant. The political jihad, the jihad of money, the jihad of corporations, is literally trying to make us compliant with Sharia. The fact is, when you get a majority or even a large minority, like in Quebec, Canada, they start demanding that everybody's school lunch doesn't allow pork anymore. You know, come on.
Well, let me finish.
We cannot tolerate any Muslims in this country because eventually, once they make a small minority, they're going to demand Sharia law. They're going to do every kind of jihad, political jihad, educational jihad, jihad of money, taking over universities. George Washington University, many of the departments are now owned by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. People don't realize many of the corporations here, including media corporations, are being taken over by Muslim mega billionaire trillionaires. that are now modifying to make sure that the so-called the media are Sharia compliant, even though people don't know that.
Well, look, once you go down that road, we can say the same thing about the Jews. The Jews.
No, Tim, stop. You can't say that about the Jews. Even Sabbatean and Satanistic Jews, we need to be aware of them, but the Jews aren't going out and terrorizing people and blowing them up on buses or airports and so on. No. There's no group of people that are like Islam. Islam is a political control system. It's only peripherally, 14% according to Walid Shabbat, a religion. It is not. It is a. That's why it is a global alliance between the Vatican and Chrislam and bringing back Muslims in the Hiraj through Europe and said, you know, the Pope's doing these grandstanding, saying he's going to bring in Muslims, but he only had like half a dozen, and they kicked him out after a few weeks into the Vatican City. This is a lie. We can't tolerate any Islam. If we're going to help them, just like Donald Trump says, we need to build safe cities and safe zones in Syria and Iraq so they can actually live in their own country, which I'm sure they prefer to, rather than being in Europe where they're considered on the outside. And what it's going to do is just produce no-go zones, ghettos, we call Muslim ghettos, and violence inside the country until they have a large enough population they can take over.
No one ever tolerates crap like that.
Yeah, but no, you have to start at the beginning. My family on my mother's side are Maronite Christians, direct blood descendants of Moses. My ancestor in the 11th century killed over 264 Muslims. And you know what I've heard from people like Bill Warner? He says, you know what, your ancestor just didn't kill enough. The fact is, Islam cannot be tolerated, period. My point of view is, we need to stop it and think that we got 10 million now. What about when we get 40 million? Do you think we're not going to have 40 million in a generation here in America? Do you think we're going to not have Sharia compliant schools or educations or media?
But there's a serious question, Bill. Why is the political elite in America, in Canada, in Europe, allowing and facilitating it?
Very simple. If you look at Barbara Spector and the picture you placed yourself on there, they want to homogenize the culture. They're using Islam as a tool. They know eventually the culture is going to rise up and start fighting them. They know that the Third Crusade is going to happen, and we will kill them, and they will kill us. And that's what they want. They want to homogenize culture where there's no cultural borders. There's no nation states anymore. We cannot tolerate Islam. And if Donald Trump has his way, he's going to severely limit. And by the way, you don't just bring in highly educated Muslims. Anwar al-Awlaki was a master's of engineering and not a stupid one. He was a highly, academically correct. These are American-born Muslims, and 70% of the mosques in America are, quote, radicalizing, which means if you ask, and they did a survey at Portland State University, and they're asking students at PSU, and this is on Fox News, the Jewish gentleman did the survey, 100% of the students actually said they support Hamas to blow up civilians in hospitals, buses, and airports and so on, okay? 100% of Muslims in America support Sharia law over the U.S. Constitution. That should say immediately, you've lost your citizenship, we're shipping you back to the country of your origin, we're finished with you. And people need to grasp that. Now, if you want to waver on this, what you're going to eventually deal with is, if you don't deal with this generation, the next generation, our kids or our grandkids, are going to deal with a Muslim country, with a Muslim Europe. For example, the deal right now that's going on with Turkey is Turkey's blackmailing them, saying, well, we want more money, and we're not going to take all these Muslims back and have secure areas. No, what they want is they want to have full membership in the European Union. And that means 40 Turkic Muslims will be entering immediately. Immediately, they'll be entering into Europe. 40 million in our strongest ally in the world, which is Europe, will soon be, within 5 years, completely Muslim.
I will give the British Prime Minister Cameron credit. When asked about that yesterday, he said, oh, maybe the year 3000 we'll let Turkey in the EU.
Never let them in. Never. Never. How about never?
Well, 3000 AD is a long
never. Way. Yeah, but no. When they say these things, they're trying to say it's an okay option. It's never an option.
Well, as the historian...
Hopefully Islam will be extinguished and no longer be a religion. It'll be a past error by humanity.
In the 1600s, the von Habsburgs, who were Holy Roman Emperors, managed to stop a Muslim invasion of Europe, literally at the gates of Vienna, and drove them out. And it was a hellacious battle, and really, not just a battle, but many battles, to cleanse Europe And only in the peripheral areas of southeastern and eastern Europe do you find any Muslim
like the Balkans and so on, in Albania.
Now,
my ancestors actually fought these Muslims, and people had to understand, the Muslims were created originally by the Vatican. They didn't hand over Jerusalem, and therefore they came in and resulted in crusades. Now the Jesuits are playing this, the dangerous game with Islam again, supporting through NATO, and I think people like Tony Blair, who is one of their functionaries, and the European cardinals and bishops, as well as the European Commission, supporting and buying oil from the G20 nations from these ISIS and ISIL, supplying them with armaments and troops, and then wondering if they won't turn on them. Are they crazy? It's like you got a mad dog that bites everybody, and you have him on a short chain, but
I helped to force Tony Blair out of number 10.
Right.
And behind the scenes. I want to tell you, my regret has always been that the British establishment caved in and allowed him and several of his top people to leave gracefully. I wanted to see them hauled out in cuffs, in handcuffs. And Blair...
Well, they should have been, but here's what's happening.
People like the Bushes and the Obamas and the Clintons need to be in prison for the rest of their life.
Muslims say when they go to Sweden, your daughters will marry us, your grandchildren will pray to Allah to the east 5 times a day, and you will respect Muhammad or we will behead you. In fact, you have to understand this, that Muslim theology, both for extreme and mild, is that Jesus is going to return as Isa, and that he is a Muslim under the authority of Muhammad. He's not the son of God. And that he will come back and behead any Christian who will not convert to Islam. Now, that's a fact, an ugly fact.
Yeah.
If you think Islam is consistent with any kind of Western democracy, you're crazy. Not now, not a century from now, not a millennium from now. It's not ever going to work, ever.
Well,
There's no wavering on it, Tim. This is it. The argument is over. I mean, if people think they can play with this, what do you want to do? Our grandchildren in, say, 2040 have to deal with this mess? I think Europe is going to fall in the next 5 years. I think Europe is already in the process of falling.
Well, I don't know. You know,
it's numbers. If Turkey gets their way, which could occur this year, they'll have 40 million Turkic Muslims. And they aren't just coming from Turkey. They're not going to just come from North Africa. They're going to come from Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, Azerbaijan. Do you know that 42% of the Russian army are Shiite Muslims? Did you know 42% of the actual Russian army are Muslim?
Are you sure about
that? I'm sure of it. I got the facts. Read down to the percentage, yeah.
Well, look.
It's rising. It's going to be over 50%.
European people and pan-European people, that includes Americans, Canadians, Australians, New Zealanders, are the toughest people on Earth when you finally get them riled up.
If you get riled up too late, you're dead. You know, you get riled up, you get a bunch of foxes eating at your toes and legs and biting you. Don't worry about how riled up you get, because you're already bleeding.
Are putting up with a lot of this crap. Remember those.
Yeah, but you know, we can't let pain be the thing that gets people activated. It's truth. People need to realize, when we lay out the facts here, there's no wavering here. When Trump says we need to stop immigration, how about we stop it and reverse it? How about we have cultural immigration from European countries of people that are of European descent? How about if we bring in temporary visas for people that are tech people, let's say, from India and elsewhere, so we don't have a cultural change, so it's not really America anymore. God knows what the heck it is a generation from now. How about that?
Yeah, the desire of the globalists is to destroy.
Yeah, but there's no compromise here. I can tell you from all the facts from Jonathan Gray and Barry Chomish and all the experts I've had in the program, all the research I've done, in my family's history, there is no wavering with Islam, period.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Like me, you're probably sick of waking up at night, constant interruptions during the day, and even spoiled romance. Well, Americans across the country are using a product called Prostate Revive, and they say it really works. Prostate Revive is an all-natural formula created by renowned medical doctor David Brownstein. Dr. Brownstein's Prostate Revive is the only supplement formulated to target the two main prostate problems. The results have just been amazing. And you can even read online the testimonials of many others who are shocked by the success of Prostate Revive. So don't take my word for it. Just give Prostate Revive a free test drive. That's right. They'll send you a risk-free 30-day trial supply. Just pay a small shipping charge and judge the results like thousands of others. Call today, 800-659-7384. That's 800-659-7384. Or go online to prostaterevive.com. That's prostaterevive.com or call 800-659-7384.
If you don't want to accept the truth that I'm laying out here, everyone, that includes Tim, face the consequences, which will be grisly. And there's really no wavering in this. I have what I call skin in the game because my ancestors going back to the 11th century fought these Muslim maniacs. And I can tell you, it doesn't matter if they're a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, if they don't actively fight against their own extreme elements within Islam, if they don't condemn the actions of Muhammad and the Hadith and the Shira, then guess what? They're not an American citizen. They're a liar. They're going to agree to Sharia law when enough minority of them exist in any state or area. They're going to do jihads in medicine and elsewhere in education, like in Tennessee State University and in George Washington University and the Tennessee State public school system, where textbooks are now Sharia compliant because the textbook companies have been bought up by Muslim owners. So this isn't really open to anybody thinking it's going to be a good consequence. It's like walking into a intensive care unit and giving someone not properly matched blood, and you know they're going to have a seizure, a cardiac arrest rate in front of you. You can't do it. If you do it, it's a disaster, and it's not going to take long for it to end Europe. Europe will fall within probably a matter of months, not years, if Turkey gets access to 40 million Muslims moving into Europe. If you think the problem's bad now with Germany and Austria, you ain't seen nothing yet, and they have nuclear missiles. They're tied to the European Space Imaging System for our targeting long-range nuclear weapons. Our main ally is Europe, and they'll soon become Muslim. If you don't see this as the end times,
Dr.
this
Bill,
is the end of the... Yeah.
I'm looking at my site right now, and one of the things I posted is a picture of an enormous line of Muslim men, and it's a simple question. Would Islamic countries welcome millions of Christians?
Well, the Islamic countries are not even accepting, like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, they're not accepting these Muslims either, are they?
No, Saudi Arabia has a tent city, air-conditioned tent city, set up for hundreds of thousands of people, and it's virtually vacant. They won't take them in.
Of course.
I have another picture, and it's really great. It's just, you know, all this mass of Muslim men and the police kind of trying to corral them. And it's just millions of brave refugees pour into Europe out of war-torn Syria.
But where are the women and children? They leave them out to their own devices?
Apparently then they left it, the women and children to deal with whatever they are running from.
Right. So don't buy it for a second. You people out there, you're idiots. And if you put up with this foolishness, you're going to die, you're going to suffer, you're going to be raped, you're going to have your daughter have to change her hair color from blonde to black. I posted a picture a few weeks ago. The German government actually made this statement. So our second largest audience outside America is Germany, because the Germans are suffering firsthand. We have Nancy, California, talking about Islam and Noahide laws. Go ahead, Nancy, your question or comment.
Yeah, are you guys familiar with the Noahide laws?
Absolutely. Please continue.
Are you not concerned about them at all?
Why? No. I would like you to be much more specific rather than just talk about am I concerned. Because they don't like ad hominem attacks. I want you to say specifically what you're
saying.
Why
is that an attack?
You say your specific statement. What's your statement?
No, I would like to know if you're concerned about the Noahide laws.
That's
simple. Yes or no?
Cut her off the air. She's not on the air, okay? We don't take ad hominem attacks. We don't have people cross-examining, thinking they're trying to draw out something. If you want to say the Noahide law, then you can specifically say what law you're talking about and what specific thing. I'm very concerned about the Sabbatean Jews and how they're running America through AIPAC and the state of what I call Israel hell. That is a totally separate issue. We don't have two good guys here. We got bad guys. We got the Israelis and the globalist bad guys. We have the Vatican Jesuits bad guys. We have the bad guys of Islam and all high-level, we call Black Order Masons, including more Masons within Islam than even all the other so-called religious groups put together. So it's not a matter that I think Noahide laws are bad, and I'm not going to put up with somebody trying to cross-examine me on the air. You need to know out there, I fully understand every aspect of this, and we're not dealing with any good guys here. They're all bad guys in their own right. What do you think, Tim? Tim, are you still there?
Hello?
Yeah, Tim, go ahead.
Did
you hear what I just said to that lady, Nancy, in California?
No, the switchboard cut me off accidentally. And I've got the. Here's an interesting quote. Not taking in Syrian refugees and closing our borders isn't mean or heartless. I lock the doors to my house every night. I don't like them. I don't lock them because I hate the people outside my house.
Right.
I lock them because I love the people inside my house.
Well, the same way when somebody starts crossing them, even Noahide laws, when I know it's satanic, I'm not going to defend satanic, Sabbatean wizardry jewelry. Not.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tim, I want to lay out a principle here, by the way, for this and for other callers. Do not think that you're going to, number one, do ad hominem attacks, go on to another topic. You want to talk about Noahide laws, lay out exactly what your law is. Why are you switching talking about Islam? I'm not going to defend satanic Israel, but there's lots of programs here where we talk about satanic Israel, the agenda of the globalists, which both Bibi Netanyahu and Lieberman are nuts and dangerous as hell. And they're also probably going to get most of their citizens killed. And ultimately, when they have supported ISIS and ISIL and trained them in a town north of Amman, Jordan, with CIA and Mossad, as well as Academy, which is Blackwater Security Private Security Force, these maniacs are, on the one hand, in the news media, because I get this Israeli news media, and I have them, they usually have this young Jewish lady talking about how they, you know, they're so concerned. They support ISIS and ISIL. If they get an injured ISIL person, they actually treat him in an Israeli hospital. I talked to an anesthesiologist 3 months ago, and my advice to him was to get the heck out of there and come back to America. His parents are telling him it too. What you have to say is, look, don't divert off to Noahide laws when the topic we're talking about is Islam. Islam is vile. There's no wavering. It doesn't matter if it's Islam light, where they have never read the Quran, Hadith, and Shura, that they don't understand, that they're standing there like, you know, Bill Warner said at a conference in Britain with a beer. Which, by the way, according to Islamic law, you're not going to drink at all. You have to understand that this is vile. When you see all these men lined up here, where are their families? Would you leave your family in a war zone so they can die or starve to death? and you show up with the tens of thousands, and then you show a picture here, Tim, of this Islamic man, and one picture showing a head with military garb, camo on, and the next time he looks like he's a so-called refugee showing up in Europe.
Absolutely.
Come on. You know, are you so stupid out there that you can't see what's right in your face? And guess what? I'm going to get in your face because I am smart enough and experienced enough and have enough creds that I can tell you there are things that are not disputable facts that you can raise an alternative opinion. It's just the way it is. And if you think they are disputable, don't even bother trying to call in because some of these issues are just there right in front of you. For example, the German people are protesting even Obama showing up for the TTIP just a few weeks ago. We have the Austrian government, they just stole the election from the ultra-conservative Austrian person trying to get elected to stop the stem the tide of this massive Hiraj or invasion of Islam. This is not a minor thing. If Turkey gets its way, double-crossing Europe, they can literally open up Europe to 40 million, immediately, 40 million Muslims. Do you not think that's going to cause a problem? Are you crazy? What's wrong with you? Okay.
I think that people get overwhelmed with a flow of
news. No, they don't get overwhelmed. Let me redo that. They don't get overwhelmed. There are three things that we're talking to. We talk to their intellect, their emotions, or their spirit. Their spirit is clouded, so even when they get the facts shoved right in their face that they can read the print themselves or see the pictures, they don't believe it. It's almost like the movie 1984 where you have them hold up so many fingers and ask them to count them, and they can't count to five. Now, people maybe feel, oh, Dr. Deagle's being insulting. Yes, because I want to pull you out of your damn sleeper state, and don't divert off to the evil of the Sabbatean Jews. I've said before that we should not let the tail of Israel wag the dog of America. It's sickening. It's sickening, and it's putting the people in Israel, but are Christian Arabs, ultra-Orthodox Jews, secular agnostics, and even these crazy bisexuals. Right now, the city of Tel Aviv is the head of the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and homosexual city on the planet. It's way out on San Francisco. People have to understand that. So we have a bisexual, sexual perverted president. It's almost certain, by the way, that his so-called wife, Michelle, is Mike. Mike the Spike, I call him. And that their kids are basically faux kids. They're not really their biological children. It's very unlikely that this Photoshop president even was born in America or in American territory, such as Guam. It's very unlikely that we actually are going to find the truth probably for years. And when they do, they'll try to make a movie out of a decade from now if we're still is in America. So get a life, people out there. Stop thinking you're going to manipulate the flow of truth from this show. Ain't going to happen. You're not going to manipulate or control the show. You can raise real questions if you stay on topic. But don't think that you're going to try to start putting Dr. Deagle on the firing line and ask me questions that are inappropriate and get off the topic. Chris, we have Chris now.
Good.
Hey,
Chris.
Yes, I do. Hey, how you doing?
Good. Well, great. I'm a little on fire because somebody tried to call and take over the show and try to be an idiot. And I don't tolerate that kind of stuff, just like Trump, you know. I counterpunch. Let's get into some of these facts here. We have a number of papers that you've put together, and we haven't had you on for a couple months now. I'm just going to give the titles, and I'll let you fill in the details. 600 tons of melted radioactive Fukushima fuel not found. Cleanup chief reveals. Not surprising, they can't go in this radiation zone, and their robots, which have integrated circuits, can't survive the swarm of electromagnetic pulses or the neutron flux that destroys the integrated circuits. Next is AP Newswire, Fukushima plant's new ice wall, not watertight, no kidding. Next is bad news for GE, BWRs, boiling water reactors, only PWRs are approved for restart in Japan. Another Japanese plant cleared to restart ANS Nuclear Cafe. Of course, they're clearing plants that are right in the strike zone of tsunamis or earthquakes. This is nuts. And, of course, Chernobyl, this is the cleaning up of two worst nuclear disasters. And, by the way, Chernobyl is not stable. They're having to reseal that thing that happened about 30 years ago now. Russia to build a floating nuke plant to power remote northern regions. A floating nuke plant. This is in the tsunami zone. This is so crazy. And they could get oil and gas. In fact, a company in Western United States offered all the gas they'd need to convert all the nuclear reactors in a few months to liquid natural gas. So we would ship it to them at a special price so they could get off of nuclear, the teat of fission nuclear reactors that are post-geriatric that are not supported properly. So let's go through these in the last couple of stories, Chris. Sure. I think it's important people realize we're working on this book, by the way. We'll have a video book, a short e-book, and a longer major tome with all of our communications back and forth over the last 5 years. No one has collected this information like you and me. Nobody. Okay.
That's true, and I'm really glad that you always allowed me to come aboard your program and to talk about things like this.
We have other experts that come on and say the odd word here and there, but to be honest, they often spin it or minimize it, and they don't provide any solutions. I have repeatedly provided a solution to every one of the technical problems, and not one of them even has the guts or nerve to call me or come into the show or come in as a guest and challenge me to say, no, you don't have a technical solution with the proper muon detectors. No, you don't have a solution to stop the neutron flux. No, you can't make cabled robots that won't have ICs in them so you can actually get them in the site to clean up the mess. No, you're not going to stop subsidence by diverting the water, not with an ice wall, with a proper diversion project above the area, because the aquifer runs directly under Fukushima Daiichi. It disgusts me to an incredible level that they won't even give me my ad hominem attacks on my personal character or my background when I raise scientific and technical and engineering issues, and they won't frickin' respond. It's sickening.
Yeah. Well, of course, you deserve whatever attention you think you deserve. This also deserves that attention. If anybody wants to
I'm a servant of the Most High God, and I'm going to ask these questions because I want these scientists, including top scientists like Dr. Michio Kaku and other physicists, to answer my damn questions. Why are you not speaking up more avidly against this, and why are you not providing solutions or even challenging my solutions to say it won't work, Deagle, and this is why? They won't, because they don't want to tangle with me. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care who you are out there, whether it's on a religious, spiritual, or medical or other issue that I bring out, it's going to be your last day. I'm going to make you tap out intellectually like mixed mental martial arts. This is not going to be a fun game. I do not leave prisoners. How's that intellectually? Please continue.
None. Okay, so the first article we're going to discuss was actually published on May 24th, and it says 600 tons of melted radioactive Fukushima fuel still not found. And that's the cleanup chief, Masutu, over in Japan right now. Now, I'm just going to say that I know this is a different network and all, and the other, maybe some listeners followed you over this way, I hope, and such.
Well, I hope GCN is getting a legal letter now. If they don't damn well respond, I'm going to sue their tail off, and I'm half a lawyer, so believe me, you need to know over at GCN, you've asked for a lot more than you're going to bite off. It's just going to really get you. How's that? Well, Dr. Deagle's on the warpath said, I'm the kind of person you do not cross, or I will release the hounds of hell on you.
Well, what I'm getting at is if people know what we were talking about for the last 5 years, we brought up many, many of these issues in lists. I mean, these are published lists that we brought up. They said, you know, that's nice, but where's the fuel? And we've been talking about that for a long time.
And they didn't use ground-penetrating radar or the right size and configuration of muon detectors. They never had any time to try to isolate the lava lamp of these nuclear isotopes that are literally bubbling up and giving out blasts of radiation so you can fly over it within 40 miles, and the neutron flux beams literally coming out of the ground turn the nitrogen at sundown into blue streaks just like a laser light show at the L.A. Stadium. You know, it's just sickening. And these people think it's perfectly fine when it's releasing tons of tritium, tons of radioactive isotopes to the Pacific Ocean. As I said already, the great whales stop singing their song because their baby whales are all dead. Is that bad or what?
That's horrible. It's devastating. But it's nothing that we didn't believe was going to happen.
Yeah, but nobody's even raising the issue. I don't even get a reasonable amount of abuse over it, scientific abuse, not ad hominem attacks, because I got a titanium-thick alloy skin. I don't give a goddamn, excuse my English, what people think about me personally. I want to raise scientific and technical issues that I want them to attack and prove to me that I'm wrong or give an alternate explanation to make sense. And I'm so sick of 5 years of dealing with all these 40,000 scientists that are affiliates of Michio Kaku and all these other people that are either Japanese or otherwise, and even your colleagues in the nuclear industry. Why don't they call in anonymously and say, I'm Mr. Anonymous, number 456. And these are the issues that maybe you and Chris Harris talked about. Why don't they do that? Why don't we have nuclear experts that are calling in and saying, hey, for example, who was on Vimeo that was on there for a long time? And I had him on the show years ago. Arne Gunderson.
Arne
came on the show years ago. And then he realized, oh, geez, you know, Dr. Deagle's not just an MD doctor. He's a background in nuclear physics, chemistry, radio toxicology. I can't screw around with him because he even understands the engineering principles. And then he clammed up just the way, same way that Professor McKenney clammed up when I talked about the Atacama Large Millimeter Array that proved that there's a Nemesis dwarf star in the Oort Cloud. These people freak out when they realize, I'm not just being cross-indexed, I'm in the docket right now in a court of law, and I'm asking them the technical and scientific questions they don't want to answer.
Well, in my 35 years or plus years in the nuclear power industry, and when seeing the Fukushima event happen, I had to say something. I had to come up and say something.
Well, you're a believer. You're a Messianic Christian believer. You know, you couldn't go to heaven and stand before your maker and say, I didn't speak out against this horror that's killing not only the North Pacific, but poisoning all the oceans on the planet, because it takes 28 months for that coastal radioactive water to circulate to every ocean on Earth. And now it's cycled several times. And now the North Pacific is a desert, I call a radiological desertification, which I am the author of that term, so give me credit when it's quoted. And those waters do cross the equator. There are currents that cross the troposphere, 300 times more water, to the southern hemisphere every day, and people think it's only going to hit the northern hemisphere. You're wrong, and that includes Helen Caldicott, who said, I would just bring my family down from Boston. Yeah, you might save them a couple of years, but you're all going to be radioactive and develop deformities in children, Alzheimer's disease, and unveiling all kinds of problems, including cardiac arrhythmias, etc. If you think this is a minor problem, and we have 600-plus post-geriatric reactors that are being pushed where there's no attempt whatsoever to move the radioactive isotopes off-site. Same way over here 12 miles from me, which is the San Onofre nuclear reactor plant. I knew darn well once I saw the signs of it. This plant was literally using a sharp pencil and say, we can add more steam tubes to the steam turbine. And they didn't go back to the fact that these are going to bang together under high pressure and eventually cause a rupture of the reactor core. These idiots did this, and they damn well knew that if they had reviewed by a proper scientific panel, they wouldn't get away with it. But they ordered two $800 million steam turbine reactors from Mitsubishi Heavy Industries with these weird specs that they knew shouldn't pass. They put them in, and within months, they blew up. And all they needed was a program surge of a power blackout from Yuma, Arizona, a nuclear plant, that caused a surge to cause the reactor to go hot. And my radiation detector went up to 5 to 6 times higher than normal. For 5 days, we were getting blasted. And it wasn't from Japan. It was from San Onofre.
Well, if you want to discuss San Onofre, I know, because that's in your backyard.
Right, 12 miles from me.
Years ago, when this happened, you know, I called. I said, nobody's going to recover from a $670 million mistake like that. And I know people who were actually on the scientific board and panel that said, we don't know enough about the AL-900 material that you're building this out of. And everybody pretty much ignored them. And now we know that they were correct, that we needed more testing for that material. And so sometimes when the facts are staring, not only the industry, but the regulators ignored it too, and they allowed that to happen.
The pressure surge the pressure surge in the torus caused the tubes to vibrate, and they were put too close together, so they started to bang against each other. That's what happened. Any idiot could have figured that out.
And they started getting terrible indications of damage in the tubes during the first time they went to the inspector.
Right, and long before...
Nobody.
Yeah, literally more than a year before the Yuma, Arizona power surge, when they actually hit a keyboard and caused a power blackout, which caused a meltdown. And when the reactor core got poisoned, you can't turn the damn thing off because you now poisoned the reactor. What the hell did they think was going to happen?
Well, we called two things. Number one, on your program, we said they're going to shut the plant down. There's no way they're
going
to recover from that.
Right. Now,
because
what's going on?
Got that kind of money laying around.
Now,
the second thing.
Yeah. This I got to ask you, though. Fukushima Daiichi is now getting into the sixth year.
Yes.
Northern Japan is basically radiologically sterilizing the local population. There are steam tubes running all the way from the Fukushima plant running into the tube trains in Tokyo. So northern Tokyo is being blasted, even underground, by radiation that's coming in through their own train system. You know that, right? Most of the water's off of eastern Japan, and the number of basically 5+ earthquakes has increased dramatically since this event happened. And there's other reactors that are reactivating that don't follow spec. So, get into.
By
that
the way, can I interrupt you? Did you guys see the Energy News story that Fukushima radiation may be eating holes in people's brains in Japan?
Of course it is. It's going to cause microglial BAF for brain on fire. It's going to basically act as a counterion to magnesium. And if your magnesium is particularly low, it's going to cook your brain, and you're going to get astroglial dropout and microglial activation of what's called peroxynitrite and hydroperoxy radical. I can measure it in their blood. I can do a brain scan and show the dysmyelination. I can do a PET scan and show their brain on fire. This is not open to somebody's opinion, okay? I can prove it in a court of law, and that's why when I don't get my abuse, and I'm talking about scientific abuse, not ad hominem, I'm really angry as hell.
Well, hey, back to the first article again, Tim. Back in the first article, again, we're talking about the Fukushima and that they can't, you know, the melted fuel, 600 tons of fuel is gone from units 1, 2, and 3.
Wow.
You don't know where it is.
Well, by the way,
and right.
After this show, you're on the next segment, I want to do a live stream video with your pictures and these articles. We'll review that, Chris, after the show.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Cancellation day.
articles here, Chris. I'd like you to cover them because if people detect my anger, it's like, guess what? I do not tolerate what I call contrived ignorance, contrived stupidity, contrived lack of willingness to engage intellectually with something that's putting us all in grave danger. It's not just Fukushima. There are 600-plus reactors. When Obama made a deal, a bromance deal, with the Indian prime minister, he actually sold $133 billion of reactors that can breed and create neuroisotopes for modern nuclear weapons. When Rosatom of Russia basically made contracts in 8 countries, they're going to spread the Russian reactors to a bunch more countries. This is not good. And the post-geriatric reactors from Switzerland to Germany to all over the place are still pumping out radioisotopes and tritium and other things because they're not fully contained. And they don't even ship the nuclear isotopes they have for the last 50, 60 years off-site to a storage site, say in a zinc mine or someplace safe where it can never touch the water table or be exposed to tectonic events that can re-release it to the planet. This is so nuts. It's like, it drives me crazy. I remember the tooth research because I was introduced to in 1973. They were doing, even in eastern Canada, where they're taking baby teeth and trying to look at the number of isotopes like strontium-90 in the teeth to see how much the above-ground nuclear testing was affecting the birth and teeth of babies in Canada as far away as Britain and Norway. Okay? So, Chris, please continue with some of these stories, and afterward I want to do like at least a 10-minute further expose on with the pictures on live stream.
Okay, the ice wall. We discussed some of the shortcomings of an ice wall. Now this article too that I sent you, the AP interview.
Right.
This is the end. This is like the 29th of April. This one came out. So it's pretty recent too. They said, well, it's not exactly watertight, and it may not be.
Are you kidding?
It may not do the job.
No.
Well, let me just
radioisotopes are not going to puncture through an ice wall and keep it stable. So although it works for a slurry pond in coal mining country. And by the way, very tiny amounts of in the slurry pond. They're not hot, not radioactive. It won't work for radioisotopes that are like a lava lamp that's going to pierce it with neutrons or be hot as hell. Are you kidding me? These can create steam tubes that can shove all the way out into the ocean floor 2 or 3 miles away from Fukushima, and steam tube can release radioactive tritium and other isotopes, and they think an ice wall is going to contain it? How crazy is that?
In this article, one thing we did bring up, and I said, you know, this is going to require a lot of power. I mean, I don't even know where you're going to get all the power from. This is in the article. The entire wall requires as much electricity as would power 13,000 Japanese households. We were right again, even long ago.
Yeah, how are you going to maintain an ice wall in a country that can have variable climate, that can be, you know, winter-like, or can be really damn warm, and you have an ice wall with a total mass, and you can work out the kilojoules of energy required per hour in order to maintain it. It's nuts.
Exactly. So we were right on top of the thing. So, you know, we had a lot of good questions about this, and when building a concrete dam upstream or to the west might have been better to divert the water.
Chris, we're a nuclear tag team. We're going to ask them, not ASK, but AXE, some tough questions. We want answers. When we come back, we'll be back in a few minutes with Chris. Get a couple minutes break here, and we'll do a video expose. So we'll show the actual articles. They'll be also posted up on NutriMedical on the site. But I want you to see the pictures as we go through the discussion. Thank you, Tim. Amazing show. Back tomorrow with the firing line. And, of course, we've got always special guests popping in. We'll get Leo Zagami on next Thursday.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.